Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday.
Hello, Stinks.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. Hello, Macy. Yeah. How are you? Are you okay? Good?
I'm good.
How
I'm
are you?
Gonna, what's I'm just going to do the opener. Welcome.
Through
the
tournament.
No, yeah, we'll say hello properly in a minute. I mean, say hello to them first. They're more important than you are, Jay. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily Podcast with me, Jose Andy Goldstein, and Big Magic over there. Don't forget to check me out on Drive today, 4 p.m., alongside the proper co-host, brilliant, Gabby Agbonlahor. Very funny fella. Good footballer.
Yeah.
Really.
I don't
really
like what you're doing, this, Stinks. Really? Every time I do this now, mate,
it feels like
you're putting me down.
Jason Gundy.
Hello, mate. It's me, Jason Gundy.
You all right?
Hello, mate.
Anyway, more from him later. We begin, of course, with a massive night of Champions League quarterfinal action with Pep Guardiola's Man City up against Real Madrid and Mikel Arteta's Arsenal and their clash with Harold Kane's Bayern Munich.
Here come the Gunners to around the edge of the area. Trossard! Yes! Get in! There is the equalising goal. It's Leandro Trossard again. The hero against Porto and one of the heroes tonight as Arsenal tie it up at 2 apiece. Saka, oh, has Neuer caught him? Referee says no. Now the VAR will have a look at it. It looked as though Saka had nudged it past Neuer. There's no need for him to go to ground in that position. Referee says no foul.
He looks like he's done something serious here, the Arsenal man.
That is the end of the game. It finishes 2-2. It finishes steeped in controversy.
Andy Townsend, I make you right. It looked to me like Bukayo Saka had gone past Neuer, or was going past Neuer, and then flicked out his right foot
just a bit, didn't
to make the contact, to engineer the contact. And the very fact that he's gone down, looks injured, and then he's sprinting towards the ref, doesn't help him at all.
Well, maybe not, but how many times do you see decisions like that going against some of our teams? It's the sort of decision in European football, Adrian, over the years that I've seen our teams get punished for.
Terrific game.
Yes, it's been an incredible night across all the TalkSport channels. What we've witnessed here was brilliant. Good start from Arsenal getting in front, conceding a couple of needless sloppy goals they could have been prevented, but kept battling. It was a gritty, determined effort second half that got them back on level terms. And then right at the end, wow, a huge slice of controversy that just didn't go their way.
TalkSport Daily.
I haven't seen it. Decision is made. We cannot change that. And we have to focus in other aspects that we can control. And we could have done much better tonight. We were dominant. We played in the opponent's half. We generated some momentum, scored the first goal. And then it's a critical moment of the match. Ben White is in front of Neuer to make it 2-0. And we have to put that ball in the back of the net, and then becomes a different moment. And then in Champions League, you cannot give anything to the opponent. We have given them 2 goals today. And when you have these situations, they are going to punish you. And that's the biggest lesson. The margins are very small in this competition. It's really difficult to penetrate opponent, to create big quality chances against this level of opposition. Make sure as well we don't give anything. I think the team showed a lot of composure, especially after 2-1, because you can throw your toys away and generate a lot of spaces for the opponent and lose the tie in 20 minutes. We haven't done that. I think the subs made a huge impact. I think the way they came on the pitch, their body language, the attitude, the initiative that they took to make things happen made a big difference for the team.
TalkSport Daily.
Honestly, we are so lucky. Two sensational games tonight.
Yeah, great games of football. That's what it's all about.
Seriously, four teams just going for it. You didn't know which way it was going to end up. Either side, both in the City game and the Arsenal game, it could have gone either way. Bayern hit the post towards the end. A lot of people think Arsenal should have had a penalty right at the very end.
What do you think?
It's not a pen. If he does that and doesn't get the pen, as an England fan, stay on your feet, put the ball in the back of the net. He could have done that.
Okay, let's go to Anthony, who is an Arsenal fan. Anthony.
I've just been listening to that, Jason, and even hearing from Rio Ferdinand and Martin Keown, they're saying it's a penalty.
I don't care what they
all
say.
Day long.
I couldn't care what they say. They're wrong, in my opinion.
Well, VAR must have looked at it.
Because it's not a penalty, Anthony.
They've obviously looked at it and said no pen. They must have looked at it. It's there. Anthony, top man, mate. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Rich. He's an Arsenal fan. All right, Rich.
There you go, boys. All right. Jace, you're wrong. You're wrong. But I can't say 100% that you're wrong, and you can't say 100% you're right, because you don't know. But my point is, because we've got VAR, and VAR is supposed to tell us exactly what happens and make the decision. And we're arguing now, and everyone's going to be arguing about whether it's a penalty or not.
So let me tell you now. VAR has looked at both incidences, and they've decided with the referee. So you think the VAR hasn't looked at it. You're wrong.
I didn't say I didn't think VAR hadn't looked at it.
Well, no, you're saying VAR's useless. And I'm telling you, VAR has spoken.
VAR is useless for the simple reason the first intro into tonight's thing was it a penalty or wasn't it? Did he dive or didn't he? And the thing about it is that we're debating it. You've got Jamie that's saying he doesn't know whether it's a penalty, and you're saying 100% it was, right?
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is that there shouldn't be having to be a debate about it. We should know.
No, Rich, you're missing the point. VAR has looked at it, and they've decided
it's not a pen.
No red card, no pen. So VAR has spoken.
So why are you debating it then? Why aren't you talking about what?
Because Jamie thinks it is, and I don't think it is.
And my point is, we shouldn't be having to have the debate. We should know.
Well, we do know. We do know. That's no point. No, Rich. VAR has watched it. It's not a penalty.
So what are we debating then?
What do you mean? That's what VAR we've been doing all season. VAR, they get it right, they get it wrong. It's a debate. You know, it's up for debate, isn't it?
VAR is useless. The game's better without it. The game's better without it. We can enjoy football as it should be. We can enjoy the moments. And we can suffer debating stuff that we haven't seen and hasn't been affected by VAR. It's sport football. It's sport football. It's
just because you
football.
Didn't get the answer that you wanted tonight, Rich.
No, not
at all. You're asking for VAR tonight.
No, Jamie, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
TalkSport Daily.
And it's all to play for at the Etihad Stadium. Madrid wanted revenge, City wanted status quo. The champions of Europe promised to come here and dominate, to sit and not cause too many issues for themselves. They wanted to strike, they certainly did that. It took them just 2 minutes to get on the score sheet, but in the end, Madrid had the fortitude to fight back into the game. It was a seesawing, slaloming victory for football itself, but no winner on the night. Madrid have certainly improved on a year ago, but they didn't have the ability to get away from their visitors. City will feel they have the advantage, even though they were pegged back by a late Fede Valverde goal. And when we bring you commentary in 8 days' time, it will be an epic night at the Etihad Stadium.
I've seen City play better, but listen, they're a team that know how to win. And they're a team that have got such talented individuals that can get goals out of nothing. Bernardo Silva opener, Phil Foden's goal was absolutely magnificent. And they are going to be favourites to go through in this. And they are, you know, they'll be delighted with this result.
Bernabeu is special. We live this kind of situation many times. You go 2-3, okay, 10 minutes left, the game is over. Mm-hmm. He is never over. But we take the result. 1 week in Manchester, our people will be sold out. They will help us to score one goal. We'll do the rest. And we'll try again to, you know, to reach semi-final. It's simple. The team who wins will reach semi-final.
Given you were 3-2 ahead with about 20 minutes to go, do you see it as a missed opportunity or are you satisfied with
it's
the draw?
It's fine. It's Bernabeu, my friend. You are from England. You don't know what does it mean playing Bernabeu. And in Champions League, take the result. And the way we played, especially, the way we played. First half, players like have the composure to so safe with the ball, to don't lose the ball. But in second half, we play with incredible personality. We try to, you know, to score the goals. We did it. I cannot say more. Score three goals in the Bernabeu is really, really good.
Should we go to Roger, who's a Man City fan? All right, Rog?
All right, boys. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. Well, I mean, what a game. I mean, that's what we tune in for.
I mean, you know, unbelievable. I mean, it's like, you know, like one of those, you know, matches that I think even, you know, let's say, you know, 5-6 years down the line, we're all going to look at this game and think, oh, my goodness. Like, you know, some goals, I mean, seriously, like, you know, that free kick from Bernardo, then the, I mean, two deflected goals, you know, for Madrid, and then whatever happened after that. I mean, that Valverde goal, you know, to tie it 3-0. I mean, some goal that unbelievable, you know, the technique and obviously with the pressure. And then, yeah, I mean, Foden, I mean, the only one that, you know, could stop Foden right now is Southgate, really. And, you know, otherwise, yeah. I mean, like I was saying before, I mean, you know, there's no point playing Haaland if you're not going to play the balls into him, you know, because he's like kind of like a dead stick almost in the game, you know, and we're just kind of, you know, playing the ball around and there's no crosses, there's no balls into him, you know, it's so frustrating.
No, but you got to bring, like, watching Harry Kane tonight, you know, he will come and link up, he'll make things happen, he'll drop in, get into pockets and he'll become the playmaker. Haaland, really and true, he can't be that player. So I felt a lot of the times tonight he was kind of just on the fringes, on the shoulder, and Rudiger really had him in his pocket.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's not his game, you know. I mean, you know, Harry Kane, you're a totally different type of player, I would say, right? Because, you know, Harry Kane is that, you know, type of nine and between the false nine, you know, because he can, you know, kind of link up with the players, drop deep, you know, drop some long passes, etc. But, you know, Haaland's not that player, but, you know, we're not helping him, but at the same time he's not helping us, you know, so it's like we're in a little bit of the situation. I don't know if you remember, like, kind of last season we had the same type of conversation because we never played the ball into him, and, you know, we kind of like kind of thought, oh yeah, Haaland is, you know, just going to be there, but, like, you know, those crosses that we put in, or, well, I mean, we put in, like, I think three crosses or whatever it was, and I don't know, it just doesn't seem right. I mean, you know, we scored three goals, which is fine, but
yeah,
it's, you know, You would want to see Haaland there, but it's just...
Would you put him on the bench? Would you bench him?
At this moment in time, yes. I would say, yeah. I mean, if we keep playing like that, and if we don't, you know, play towards him, then absolutely, I would put Alvarez on, you know, every day of the week if we don't play it in a different style.
TalkSport Daily.
On the championship now, and Millwall up against Enzo Wesker's Leicester.
Yeah. Millwall 1, Leicester 0. The leaders beaten thanks to a cracking goal from Ryan Rombert just before the hour mark, 20 yards out, curling into the top corner. Iheanacho denied with a brilliant goal line clearance near the end for Leicester, but Millwall win it. Millwall 1, Leicester 0.
We won the last two games. Now we lost tonight. Until the end will be like this. We need to win more game possible until the end, and then we see at the end.
TalkSport Daily.
Now it's the Grand National this weekend. At the meeting last year, there were protests at Aintree by activists from Animal Rising. On Breakfast, TalkSport's racing correspondent Rupert Bell clashed with Orla Coughlin about the sport's future and whether or not it should be banned.
In the last 5 years, five horses have died in this Grand National race. And every year they come out with, you know, last year was they were painting the jumps to be a different colour for the horse to
see. Which they did research
and we
about.
Saw, and yes, and still, Hill 16 died on the very first jump. And millions of people saw that.
And therein lies the theory that the disruption to the race created, and having experienced it, and I was commentating for
Short
Sport.
It's your fault, Orla. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying it's your fault, but it created a tension in the air that was then jockeys got it, the horses would get it, so it created an atmosphere that was could lead to some problem, and sadly, it did. And racing, that's why they've made changes to try and... They've changed the standing start, bringing the fence forward so they can't... It's a shorter run to the first fence now, and 34 runners, and so it's a very different race.
Back now to football, and Everton have been deducted 2 points for a second breach of Premier League financial rules.
Now, Simon Floppy Evan walks like a duck, ducks like a duck, there's probably a duck. Jordan is starting to worry about the impact legal teams are having on the success of the Premier League.
What the Premier League's case is and what it presents and what the Independent Commission determine can be two different things. They're prosecuting on behalf of the other 19 member clubs on the basis of advancing a case, and it's up to the Independent Commission to determine how they want to sanction them. So I understand Kieran's argument about what there appears to be is a lack of consistency or transparency or a thought process that people can alight upon and say, well, I understand where they're coming from. Because, of course, they're suggesting 10 points for Everton breaching at 19 million and 8 points for Nottingham Forest breaching at 34. Who envisaged you'd have a Russian oligarch cozying up to a war criminal owning a football club? Did you ever envisage that? Did you ever envisage nation states? When the Premier League Charter was put forward 30 years ago and evolves over time, no one priced in nation states owning football clubs. No one thought, I know what I'm going to have. A private equity firm's going to come in and pay £2.5 billion for Chelsea. And you've got to adapt because the league is changing and the circumstances are changing and business now runs alongside sport. And that's the tragedy of it, but that's the reality of it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, ahead of the Masters on Thursday, TalkSport's Sean O'Brien has been speaking to golfing legend and 3-time Masters champion Sir Nick Fowler and golfing coach Butch Harmon.
Harmy or Butchie?
Butch.
Okay, let's
Butch.
Go. Okay, here's Butchie or Harmy and Nick on Rory McIlroy's chances at Augusta.
We all know how much he wants it. It's his chance to have the career Grand Slam. This is the only one missing. He's had his opportunity there before, and they've slipped away. And so I just talked to him about how to relax, how to enjoy himself, and enjoy the moment. Just play golf. Sounds easy, but he wants it so bad. He puts a lot of excess pressure on himself, David. And I think if he can just relax a little and just get into the round and just, you know, it's the old thing, just go shot for shot for shot. But it's easy to say. Sometimes it's hard to do when you're pushing. I said, just go and play golf. I mean, you're Rory McIlroy, for God's sake. One of the best players that's ever played the game. The course is built for him if you look at the way he drives his golf ball.
If Rory can just find a way, and it's trust. I mean, that's the other thing. I've sat there at the TV, obviously, all these years up there, and you can watch their faces change when they put some hole locations, like, you know, when they put it right on the front of 16 that year. I could see, you know, all the water's there, isn't it? It's 12 feet left of the flag. And you think, well, what? And then bunkers, and they don't give you a bailout at Augusta. So you have to man up and hit it. And you could see he didn't have the shot, which is trust, knowing, because we, you know, you have to suck it up a lot at that, on that golf course. You face a lot of shots where you don't like them and you have to deal with it. And that's the hardest thing, or the greatest thing about Augusta. It tests you. And, you know, I could see it on their faces, like, don't like this. And sure enough, it was one of these and it still went left. or something, I remember. So that's the toughest bit, is trust.
And here's Alan Brazil cocking up a script.
Good pause.
And it's a massive night. It is massive tonight in the Champions League. So let us now forget.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on Talks About Wherever You Get Your Podcast From. I'm back on Andy Gosling's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today.
Good stuff. And I'll be back on the Sports Bar from 10. There'll be another one of these Talksport Daily Poddingtons. Yeah, one of these.
Yeah.
And just subscribe if you like it. You know, just tell your mates. Don't hit your mates. First thing out tomorrow morning, make sure you hit the 5-star.
Five-star, not four-star. Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been Talksport Daily.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.